Okay, I'm still looking at chapter 7, still on prayer. The last time we look at different meaning of prayer, prayer of faith. This time is a prayer and obedience. The first introduction is from Selected Messages, page book 2, 370 to 371. So pray and work. This is from coming up from tension, I think. You know, at least in doing. Work by faith or faith by work, whichever. And he said, we are not to sit in calm expectancy of oppression and tribulation. You know, we always talk about when tribulation comes, this and that. You know, and now it is. As a sign of tribulation, if something like that would happen, either in this country or other countries, or the Pope say something, talk about the impending tribulation situation. But he said, we are not to sit in calm expectancy of oppression and tribulation, and fold our hands, doing nothing to avert the evil. Let our united cries be sent up to heaven. Pray and work and pray. Let none act rashly. Learn as never before that you must be meek and lowly in heart. So we must pray and work and believe the Lord is our efficiency. I don't know what you think. I'll stop there for a minute. Give you all a moment to share your thoughts.
Yeah, we have to be sober and always be ready, you know, to understand what's going on around us. And obviously, you can't do God's work without prayer. And so, yeah, everything is connected.
I guess it's just highlight the role of prayer. Not so much for the role of prayer and the role of ourselves individually, you know. Because many times I've had it in the church, please pray for me. This and that is going to happen. My son is ill, or this, my daughter, or my husband, or whatever. You know. It doesn't say it there, but I just wonder. And also, if I keep repeatedly asking somebody to pray for me, how much do I pray myself? In question. Yeah. They do joy prayer and group prayer. If you're nobody else, I continue. You will have to wrestle with difficulties, carry burdens, give advice, plan and execute, constantly looking to God for help. Pray and labor, labor and pray, as pupil in the school of Christ, learn of Jesus. Okay, and the biggest thing. The prayer is heaven's place for success against sin. And we want to look at defining sin because I think we all know it. Or should know. But there are many who are striving to obey God's commandments as have little peace or joy. But there are many who are striving to obey God's commandment, have little peace or joy. Didn't quite make sense, but then it makes sense. You know, because if one side is lacking, you can try. It's almost like you can say, do a piece of work without the tool. You will struggle with difficulty to complete it. This lack in their experience is a result of a failure to exercise faith. They walk as it were in a salt land, a parched wilderness. They claim little when they might claim much. for there's no limit to the promises of God. Which is true. Except we don't know the limit. Or maybe we don't want to find out. Such ones do not correctly represent the sanctification that comes through obedience to the truth. So that is saved. So that is for all of us, in a sense. You know, the church. I mean all of us, I mean the church. So we've had many difficulties, and we say praying on first date, pray together, two by two, and all these things. Pray a walk, also. But it's maybe they claim little when they might claim much. For there is no limit to the promises of God. Such ones do not correctly represent the sanctification that comes through obedience to the truth. The Lord would have all his sons and daughters happy, peaceful, and obedient. How? Through the exercise of faith, the believer comes into possession of this blessing. Through faith, every deficiency of character may be supplied. Every defilement cleansed, every fault corrected, every excellence developed. What do you think? This question of faith.
Yeah. The verse of Bible came to my mind saying that you didn't receive because you don't ask. Mm. You don't receive because you don't believe.
Mm.
So. Yeah, if we have this faith that whatever we ask, we will receive. Maybe we don't ask because we don't have enough faith. And we don't receive because we don't have faith. Because, you know, Bible says if we are like sea waves doubting, so we will not get anything.
And then there's always this question from some people I have asked it myself. You ask and you don't get, you know.
There's something we have to realize this. Sometimes we ask by routine.
Mm.
I need something. And I just ask your thinking, and I ask, I will get it. Where is faith? Faith is not because I need, I ask. Faith is, it comes from the heart. It's come like from inside, and you ask it not because you have to ask, because you trust. There is a trust in God. God will either give me or not give me. Give me if it's going to be for my spiritual growth, or not give me if it's going to do me more harm.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where we have to find out. Where is the faith? In the belief of allowing God to do his will.
Yeah, you're right. When we believe, we have to believe that God will give, not for our selfish wishes, but God will give you everything what will help to praise God and work on his kingdom. I think, because sometimes we just want some, but we don't really need.
Well, let's see, at least if we find Bible verse. Let me see now. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, 14, 15, two Bible verses. That's about Solomon. Make some interesting comments. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 14, 15. God appearing to Solomon after the temple
Okay, I can read it. Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 and 15. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, looking to me for help, I will hear from heaven and will forgive them their sins and heal their land. My eyes will be on this temple, and my ears will be open to all the prayers that are offered there.
So, maybe I will read verse 1 to it, and then verse 16 also. That's the second, God appears to Solomon the second time. You know, Solomon was going to build a temple. So then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer. I've chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. And then verse 16 says, for I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and that my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. So a promise to, and an answer to prayer in faith. But then the people are called together, not a church, but the people say, if, I think maybe in the temple time, with all the excitement, not everybody prays as recommended here. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe the church today don't pray as recommended, our church, not just ours, but generally. I don't know what you think.
When I read about this temple, it comes to my mind, temple as our body for the Holy Spirit. So it says, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and turn from the wicked ways, looking to me for help, I will hear from heaven and will forgive them their sins and heal their land. My eyes will be on this temple. Like your body, your holy body, and my ears will be open to all the prayers that are offered there.
It's interesting that he talks about their wicked ways. I suppose it's quite easy to think you're in good standing order and actually be wicked in the eyes of God.
That's true. But the big question is if. That's really they were praying, but maybe not enough. If, let's pray. If you did it this way or that way, it would have been better. Not that, whatever. The big question is if my people pray.
If they humble.
Okay. So continue this. Prayer is heaven's ordained means of success in conflict with sin and the development of Christian character. The divine influences that come in answer to prayer of faith will accomplish in the soul of the suppliant all which he pleads for the pardon of sin, for the Holy Spirit, for a Christ-like temper, for wisdom and strength to do his work, for any gift he has promised. We may ask, and the promise is we shall receive. That's come from the Acts of the Apostle, it's 5:6-3. It's a big dilemma, no? Because people ask. I'm sure we all ask. So, what is the lacking? Nothing of faith, nothing of dependency.
Humbleness.
Humbleness. We were talking last week. I don't know who we're talking about. We're having food in the church. And somebody was asking, and the church opened in COVID. I was saying the four of us, while we had Bogdan and Soren packing and looking at how we're going to arrange the chairs and all these practical things. And I was saying, but the one thing that I learned myself is 100% dependency on God.
Mm-hmm.
But before, I thought that I depend on God, but not fully. I think because in my mind, I had this thing in my mind, this fear in a sense, that I couldn't control COVID. And anybody, any one of us, because we all go out, we're shocked, this and that. So we could have caught COVID. I know some people caught COVID at work, but it wasn't in the church, you know. Which means all I used to do is pray. And I watch you all going, I used to pray for the kingdom to bring them back. Short, very short.
Mm.
And effectively, every Saturday, people came, more or less. All of us from the church, we used to come, plus some visitors, you know. So I think I was just wondering whether it's situational also, when we realize there's nothing we can do, as opposed to sometimes we pray, but we know what we can do. You see what I mean?
Mm.
I don't know if that makes sense. You know.
Yeah, because all your trust was put in that prayer.
Mm.
All your faith was in God.
Okay. The next one, let me see, I can do another one more reading. So daily temptation make prayer a necessity. Say the title. So the strength acquired in prayer to God, united with individual effort in training the mind to thoughtfulness and caretaking, prepares the person for daily duties and keep the spirit in peace under all circumstances, however trying. So no matter how hard, daily temptation makes prayer a necessity. So prayer is important every day then. Turn it around. The temptation to which we are daily exposed makes prayer a necessity in order that we may kept by the power that we in order that we may be kept by the power of God through faith. The desires of the mind should be continually ascending in silent prayer for help, for life, for strength, for knowledge. But thought and prayer cannot take the place of earnest, faithful improvement of the time. You can make sense of that. Work and prayer are both required in perfecting Christian character.
Yeah, we have to be, to live life, our life should be a prayer, a constant prayer.
Prayer life.
Yeah. We should live by praying.
Mm. Yes, when you read, then when you try to break it down, then it becomes very interesting of what the meanings are. When you just read it like that, it's a different meaning. But when you think the thought and prayer cannot take place of earnest, faithful improvement of the time. Work and prayer are both required in perfecting Christian character. I think I can read the last one.
What do they mean by work and prayer?
Yeah, that's what it says here. I'm reading from Ellen G. White. The work and prayer are both required. Yeah.
It might be like the Apostle James talks about works that way.
Do
your work, and I show you work by faith. Like that. You know?
Mm.
So it's faith by work on its own. No, work by faith on its own. Or work by. I think I have James 5 verse 15. I think that may be the verse. We will look at. I didn't think, I just know the verse. James 5 verse 15.
Is that about the sick? Those who are sick?
To me, it's, the title is meeting specific meeting. Oh, okay, it's about the sick. Not about the word. It's going to be different.
James 5:15.
James 5:15.
Well, I suppose prayer, actually, this verse, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. That means our prayers are actually works as well. Isn't it? Because we're raising the sick up in prayer. That means God considers it a work of faith.
It can be, that's what I mean, is when you read it a couple of times, it's the meaning. Because he said to raise him up, and then the last sentence is, and if he has committed sin, he will be forgiven. So whether it's connected with the sin, not ill, after you're ill, you know, you get, cancer or something. But ill. So if you think about Jesus, all these miracles, take your sins off of him, take your mat and walk, this kind of thing, you know. So sometimes I think we interpret healing, like I am ill, I want to be well, whatever condition.
Yeah, I was going to say the same, similar, that... I see this verse as saying, and the prayer of faith, because we never read before and after.
But
just if you read the verse alone, the prayer of the faith will save the sick. So we could either be praying for our own health or praying for somebody else's health. Yeah, isn't it? And the Lord will still hear it, which makes me think that when God created us, he didn't expect us to have hard work, you know, like the work that we do now. Of course, sin has made it harder. But he considers every little thing works for him. Anything we do for him is works.
Yes. I have this book and I can't find it. I hope I haven't blanked it out. Called Your Will and God Will. Let's see together. You know, Our Will and God Will.
Yeah.
I mean, just to explain some of the things that we have the will also. How do we kind of marry our will to God's will? You know, it's not just God's will. We have to have a part. And to respond, I suppose.
It's interesting. I never saw prayer as an act of works before.
No, when I was reading it, because I was so busy, I didn't have time to look a bit more into the meaning of it. Because we were cooking bread for communion and all that today. Ellen came. There's a lot of sentences. You could spend some time on the sentences, you know. So the desires of the mind should be continually ascending in silent prayer for help, for life, for strength, for knowledge. That almost looked like the end of time coming, you know, all the tribulation. The way the world is now. Wherever we walk, wherever we go, we should have this mindset of a silent prayer to protect us, for example, even. Or help us with this person, or whatever. He said work and prayer are both required in perfecting Christian character. But it's not just work and prayer, it's the outcome. It has to be in perfecting the character. Okay, if there's no more questions, we'll... Virginia will do the prayer request today.